وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولئن أذقنا الإنسان منا رحمة ثم نزعناها منه إنه ليئوس كفور. ولئن أذقناه نعماء بعد ضراء مسته ليقولن ذهب السيئات عني إنه لفرح فخور. إلا الذين صبروا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in this ayah, verse 9, Surah Hud, وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنَّا رَحْمَةً ثُمَّ نَزَعْنَاهَا مِنْهُ إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسٌ كَفُورٌ. And if we give man a test of mercy from us and then withdraw it from him, verily he is despairing and grateful. And if we give man a test of mercy from us and then withdraw it from him, verily he is despairing and grateful. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ نَعْمَاءَ بَعْدَ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ فَخُورٌ. But if we let him taste good, mean favor, after evil, means poverty and harm and the like, has touched him, he is sure to say, ills have departed from me. Surely he is farihun fakhur. He is exultant and boastful, means ungrateful to Allah. إلا الذين صبروا وعملوا صالحات أولئك لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. Except those who show patience and do righteous good deeds, those theirs will be forgiveness and great reward, paradise. Subhanallah, let every one of us ponder on these verses. And let every one of us look where he is. Who are you? Quran teaches you who is your soul is. Who are you? Are you good or you're not? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us. These are from the verses. In this verse, Allah mentioned the human, the origin of the human. Except those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them success, purified them, and he guided them. We ask Allah to include us among them. The human, if a favor of Allah, a mercy of Allah is tested, he tests the mercy of Allah. He's in a blessing, he's in easiness, he's in health, he's in a joy. Safety, security, provision. He has what he desires. Then Allah take it away from him. He lost his job, he lost his money, he got sick. Something happened. إِنَّهُ لَيَأُوسٌ كَفُورٌ. Verily, he is desperate. He become hopeless. And he become kafur and grateful to Allah. On the other hand, if he was in a difficulty, if he was in favor of Allah, he was in a blessings. No, he was in hardship and climate and difficult, sickness, illnesses, poverty, problems, poverty and the like. Hardships. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Azza wa Jal, make that person test Allah his favor. After that hardship, that person says, ذَهَبَ السَّيِّئَاتُ عَنِّي. Ills and problems have departed from me. The ills, the weaknesses, the problems, the shortcoming, deficiencies, all left in me alone. That's why I have good, I have favor. إِنَّهُ لَفَرِحٌ فَخُورٌ. Indeed, he is exultant and boastful, means ungrateful to Allah. Now, in these two ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned somebody who is upon prosperity, upon easy life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for hikmah, for wisdom, He takes away from it. After he was healthy, he becomes sick. Nas'alullah as-salamat wal-afi. After he had his beloved wife, she died. He has beloved child, he died. Beloved companion, he died. After he had good income, he lost. After he had car, he lost. Something happened. After he had freedom, he ended to jail. After he lost. When that happened, how does he react? He become hopeless. Ya'isa. Yaqnat. He despair. He lose hope. He demoralize. It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give him back. Or something similar. Or something better. He's not acting that way. It is Allah who gave it to you at the beginning. The first time. And he's able to give it better than what Allah take away. That's not in his mind. He lost. On the other hand, when he was in hardship, sicknesses, illnesses, poverty, problems, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted that away from him. Allah removed that from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him better job, give him better. Allah give him what he needed. After he was sick, now he's healthy. After he was one, Allah give him children. After he was weak, he became strong. After he was in jail, Allah give him freedom. After he was ignorant, Allah taught him. Instead of being grateful to Allah, he's very arrogant, boastful. Why it happened? Because the deficiency I had left. Now I'm perfect, I'm good. Now I'm special. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Allah gave it to me because He knows, He says, Allah gave it to me, this blessing, because Allah knows I deserve it. I have what I have because of my knowledge, my smartness, my hard working, because of that. So he become arrogant. Instead of being thankful to Allah and being humble. So, irhamukallah. So in the first situation, when he lost what he liked, what he was supposed to do? What was he supposed to do? To be patient. It's very rough sometimes, very tough. Saying and applying sometimes is different. What he was supposed to do is to accept the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal and to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to lose hope. Rather to be optimistic. He has tafa'ul. Rather he think good about Allah and that Allah did this for his own favor. So he become happy. He accepted. He remained patient. He doesn't start drinking, smoking, stealing, doing corruption. Because of that, problems he's going through. Rather, he remained firm. Allah took it away. Subhanahu, he's able to bring it back and better and bigger. But some people, why me? Why and so on so? If I wouldn't do this one, if this would have happened, why even Allah did? Where is the mercy of Allah? Where so and so? Lot of things open to him. That's more worse than what happened to him. Worldly and religion. So instead of surrendering himself, submitting himself to Allah's decree, if the calamity happened because of his shortcoming, he should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if it happened not because of his shortcoming, then he should accept the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla. On the other hand, after he was in hardship and difficulty, if Allah gave him blessings, Allah opened the gates of good for him, and instead of being thankful to Allah subhanahu, increasing closeness to Allah and love Allah and praising Him, he became boastful and arrogant, pride, making fun of those who don't have it. I work why they don't work. I did why they don't do it. He thinks it's because something is special with him. While in reality, both is not. Allah said in Surah Al-Fajr, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَّرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا كَلَّا. This is how some people think. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them worldly blessings, they say, Allah honor me. Allah honor me, I deserve. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test them with hardships, they say, Allah ahana me, Allah dishonor me, Allah disgrace me. Allah says, kalla. It's not that way. Not that, not that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wisdom for both. It's not just a happen. Both are a test. You are on trial. What you look, what you do is being, how you react, how you do is being look. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We test you. Hardship and easiness as a test. وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We test them with good, prosperity, easiness, and hardships. Why? The other ayah as a test, trial. This ayah, so they may return to Allah Azza wa Jal. Who is the few people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Azza wa Jal rectified their hearts? And they understood the wisdom behind these things. Are those, Allah said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. Except those who show patience. Except those who do, who show patience. When do they show patience? In the hardship or in the ease? Yeah, in the hardship. Patience is required in the difficulty. When you have whatever you desire, where is the patience? You have what you want. So, sabaru means in the hardship. This ayah goes back to those two ayahs. They are patient in the hardship. Okay. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they do righteous deeds. When is that? When they are in the ease or in the difficult? Both, but here I mean in the, inshallah, in the ease. They do righteous deeds. They thankful to Allah. They give thanks to Allah for the blessings. They increase closeness to Allah. These people, who when they are in hardship, they remain patient. And when they're in the ease, they give thanks to Allah. What do they have? Allah said, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُ مَغْفِرَةً. Those, theirs will be forgiveness. Forgiveness when? In the patience or in the prosperity? Forgiveness. In the patience. So being patient in hardship is purification. So they get forgiveness for the what they go through of hardships. مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُسْلِمَ مِنْ نَصَبٍ وَلَا وَصَبٍ وَلَا هَمٍ وَلَا حُزٍ حَتَّى الشَّوْكَةَ يُشَاكُهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا خَطِيئَتَهُ. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, حديث صحيح مسلم, anything afflicts the believer, fatigue, sickness, grief, worry, even a thorn, is going to be purification, forgiveness. So these people who remain patient in hardship, maghfirah. How are those who in the East, they give thanks to Allah, they remember Allah, they worship Allah, they use the blessings in that which pleases Allah, وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. They have a great reward, Jannah, paradise. So in both situations, they get in what they like. If they remain patient in hardship, they get forgiveness. If they give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the east, they give Jannah paradise. Or both situations. So this is the difference between those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them tawfiq. Allah give them good heart so they understand from Allah azza wa jal. Why calamity is happening? They know why. They know why they don't have children. They know why they don't have good income. They know why they are not married. They know why they are not sick. They know why they are in problem. They know it is a test, trial, fitna. They know it. They are being tried. They are being tested. So, what they do, how they can pass the test. On the other hand, Allah opened the gate of khair. They know they are on trial as well. Allah is testing them how they act. Allah give them wealth. Will they think about the poor people, the orphans, the needy, the wayfarer, the guest? Those Allah encouraged to spend to His cause. Houses of Allah, students of knowledge, people who don't have something to eat, will they remember? Give a portion of their wealth for the sake of Allah and the like, they pass the test. Or they will not give zakah. They fail the test. So this is one of the tests. One of the tests we go through is easiness and little test of hardships. And everyone must go through that. Everyone. If someone tells you there is someone, alim scholar, or a rich person, or a doctor, or whoever he may be, believer, non-believer, male, female, whoever he may be, on earth, who doesn't go through some type of hardships, the one who tell you, he didn't tell you the truth. He lied to you. Nobody. No one is without some type of hardship, some type of discomfort. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah is swear, oath, that that's going to happen. You will have one day, sometime, discomfort. Sickness, hungry, and the like. Allah decree that. You can't escape. Live wherever you want to live. Who be whoever you are. Just like the death, you have to go through this. Also, you have to have, and this is the most of the case, you must be on the blessings of Allah, favor of Allah, easiness, uncountable of Allah's favors. Cannot even think about it. The same thing, it's a test. And majority of the people, in the hardship, they are not patient. In the ease, they are not thankful to Allah Azza wa Jalla. نسأل الله العفو والعافية. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.